Come on, Sister Myla. Good morning, good morning. It's nice to see all of you, brother. I love to see you all the time here. Before I begin, I just want to say I am thankful for many, many things, and one of the things that I'm thankful for are our youth. How they step up and do the music team, and then they're teaching. Amen? Isn't that a blessing? Amen. So from there, I have to do this, because someone's taking over the little kids. Now I have to do this. Just one time, though, today. Now, I want to say, when I was young, my parents used to talk to me a lot and say, when you grow old, when you grow old, when you grow old, all the time, right? And I was always tuning in, because that's something I don't know about, because I'm still young. I always want to make sure I pay attention, because they're old, they know what they're saying, and now so I was paying attention. In class, it's the same way. When I was schooling, during lecture, whenever I sit in a classroom, I tend to always focus a lot just because I know what's coming. Do you have any idea when you're in school what's coming when you attend classes? Okay, so we all attend classes, and that means I have to always been, it's been my practice to prepare myself to what's coming. I know that the moment I sat in that class, sooner or later, the teacher will present her questionnaires. Test, right? Making sure we're paying attention, correct? So I know that it would come. There's always quizzes, there's always quarterly exams, semifinals, and finally finals, right? Always have been like that way. Whether you're kindergarten all the way till the end, we will always take a test whenever we do classes, right? So, because I know that it will definitely come, so I tend to set my head towards it already. So what do you think the result is? The result is I'm prepared. Because I know it's gonna come, I'm sure I have to do this. So, same thing in our walk with God, brothers and sisters. I tend to look ahead. And we know that the Lord didn't keep it a secret of what's about to come. We know that it's written, correct? Amen. So, and I know that the last time I checked since Genesis, that what he's been saying always happens. Amen? Yes. So I know that what has not happened yet will happen no matter what, especially if it is written. Now today, boys and sorry about that. I always say boys and girls. I always have to talk that way. You know I'm a teacher. So, brethren, today we will go through the scriptures, because the best way to refer our teaching is to the Word of God, because we can never go wrong. Amen? So make sure that your Bible is ready, because we're going to jump up and down here and there and everywhere. I tend to do that just because, you know, I sit there, brothers, especially when the lights dim a bit. And, you know, I had a full breakfast, and I didn't get a good night's sleep. I tend to sleep. Sorry, Pastor Ed. Not really sleeping. I try to fight it. But those demons are just, you know, hanging on to my eyelid, and I tend to want to sleep. So I think one of the best ways to do this is for you guys to be able to be actively participating. What I mean is, you're going to open up your Bibles, and if it's those smartphones and stuff, that you'll be looking at where's that verse, making sure that, yeah, we're all participating, amen? All right. So we know that it's going to happen, right? The question is, do we know what's coming? Do we know? We will only look at the scriptures for us to get the actual truth. Amen? Let's begin. First, let's go to 2 Peter 3:10. 2 Peter 3:10. Okay. First thing first, I put it into three categories, or I would say, I know the Lord said, this will come, disasters. And he talks about the other things, the Antichrist, those other stuff, the mark of the beast and stuff. And there's another thing, the spiritual things that will go on in church and everything. So right now, let's just talk about for disaster first. So that, why do we need to know this? Brothers and sisters, it's just so hard to be able to get into what is happening? Why is this happening? Right? We're supposed to be the first one to know this, brothers and sisters, because it's been revealed to us. We have this Bible that we can know what's ahead. So now we'll just review. Hopefully you know all of this already, right? But to tell you honestly, I've been in church for the longest time, and I would say it's only, 1% of the time that these things are discussed. Amen? Now we will dig into this. I know that there's not a lot of time in Sunday morning, and we all want to go do our thing next time, but just bear with me. We will have just a glimpse. We will not be able to talk about a whole wrath of God written in the whole entire Revelation and stuff, but at least we're going to get some kind of glimpse, and we can get the picture. But brothers and sisters, I encourage you to go over with this on your own studies, to go look it up yourselves. And the way to check it, brothers and sisters, the YouTube is a good source, but we be very careful about that stuff. Unless we check it in the scriptures, we do not want to be misled. Amen. Well, it's also good to know that, oh, this thing is happening. This morning I just read that they have discovered some big, bigger than galaxy black hole, and there's gonna, by the way, this is NASA and CNN who said that. And there's gonna be some collision and stuff. We know that this is coming. But you just wanna be, you know, excuse the term for those who are not Filipinos, or a Filipino, wag tayong tatanga-tanga. Ano? Doon lalo pa sa mga alam natin na mangyayari na, ano? We should be able to be alert of all these things that's about to come. Okay, 2 Peter. Let's just read that. 2 Peter 3:10 says, but the day of the Lord will come like a thief. Okay? And then the heavens will pass away with a roar. Some other version said loud noise. So we know that when we hear some loud noises or something is going on, we know something is happening, right? And the heavenly bodies will be burnt up and dissolved, and the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed. Amen? So again, a little review. Heavens will disappear with a great roar, great noise, loud noise, thunder, thunderous crash. Those are the versions in many different versions. Those are the term that's used. Elements destroyed by fire, and everything will be bare. We know fire is coming, right? Because in the days of Noah, it was the flood. But the coming times, it's the fire that will actually burn us down, burn the whole earth. Now, Revelation 6:12, can we please go look it up? Revelation 6:12. We will go 12, 13, and 14 all together. Okay. So, Revelation 6:12-14 says, when he opened the sixth seal, I looked, and behold, there was a great earthquake. Okay? Earthquake, brothers and sisters. We're familiar with that. We've been, you know. It says, the sun became black as sackcloth. The full moon became like blood. Okay, brothers and sisters, today is the blood moon. Tonight, I would say. So watch out. It's going to be so nice. You'll be able to see a moon that never been looking at. But it's just for a short while. I think it's just an hour. So if you miss that, you'll not be able to see that in the next hundreds of years. Okay? So it says, the stars of the sky fell to the earth as the fig tree sheds its winter fruit when the shaken by a gale. The sky vanished like a scroll that is being rolled up, and every mountain and island was removed from its place. Okay, are you guys paying attention? Are you hearing all these? Are you hearing that we will have great disaster? In fact, some version says, or some other verses said, that this has never ever happened yet in the entire, you know, history. So when we hear this, we know that the day is coming. And it will come. Why? It's written, brothers and sisters. Okay? So we will know that the stars in the sky fell to the earth. We know that. Some kind of things happening in the natural, in the nature, right? So 6:13, the star sky fell down. 14, the sky rolled up like mountains. Mountains and islands move from their places. Imagine that. I know when there's earthquake, it shakes a bit, a few meters away from where it was. But this one, it's saying that the islands, oh, what does it say, brothers and sisters? Every mountain and island was removed from its place. A little scary, I think. There's so many more that will be mentioned in the Bible. I told you, just a glimpse is what I'm saying. Okay? But 17 to 21, let's look it up. Revelation 16, 17 to 21. Which is close to where we're at already. Okay, few more flips. Pay attention. It says 17, the seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air, and a loud voice came out of the temple from the throne saying, "It is done." And there were flashes of lightnings, rumblings, peals of thunder, and great earthquakes such as there had never been since man was on earth. So great was that earthquake. Okay? So when people are saying that it's about to come, you know it is, because it's been said. It's written. Okay? And I know that some news already is putting upon how it used to be the San Andreas fault that they are so concerned about. Now it's the one right there at north part of the Pacific and all that stuff. But we know it's coming. The whole world, okay? We know that it will happen. Verse 19, the great city was split into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell, and God remembered Babylon the Great to make her drain the cup of wine of the fury of his wrath. Verse 20, and every island fled away, and no mountains were to be found. Great hailstones! How great is this? We've seen hailstone, right? It's just little tiny balls, little pieces. It seems like, oh, they're cute. We've never seen this. We rarely see this. This will not be cute, brothers and sisters. Check this out. And great hailstone, about 100 pounds each. You know what 100 pounds look like? Oh, we always go to Filipino store and buy a sack of rice. If you are with a big family like us, we buy the 50 pounds. You see, the big 50 pounds of rice is huge. Double that up, brothers and sisters. And it's the hail. That's the hail falling from the sky. That's scary, brothers and sisters. So when it falls on you, you know, that kind of scary stuff. It will come, brothers and sisters. Now when? I'm sure it's coming pretty soon, but we just pay attention. Now, a great hailstone is about 100 pounds each, fell from heaven on people, and they cursed God for the plague of the hail, because the plague was so severe. Are you still okay there, brothers and sisters? I know we talk about great earthquakes. I know we talk about hailstones as big as the 100 pounds, right? We're just saying that we will get through this. I mean, it will happen on earth, whether it's in our lifetime or when, or whether we're there or not. But it will come. I'm just saying. Okay? So we talked about just a few of some disasters. You know, there's a lot of things that it will talk about, how the fish in the sea, one-third of them will die. There's some stuff that, you know, the it will turn blood. They will. There's a lot. But we don't have much time. At least I'm giving you a glimpse that it's really going to be bad. Okay, one of the things that will happen, other than disasters, because of course disaster is disaster, we know it's going to happen, and when it's happening, we know that the wrath of God is starting to roll over. Now another thing that we need to watch out is the Antichrist. It's written too, brothers and sisters. It's in the Bible also, that someone will be ruling up the earth. One will go up there and try to declare that, you know, okay, so they will talk about one world system, one world currency, one world government, and all that stuff because of this one man. The Second Thessalonians, they will talk about some great rebellion and the man of lawlessness will be revealed, and that's found in 2 Thessalonians 2. See, sometimes it's best to always use our verses just because it always dies on me. I have to find it all the time. Okay, 2 Thessalonians 2, 3 to 4, or, okay, let's go 3 to 4. Let no one deceive you in any way, for that day will not come unless the rebellion comes first and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of destruction. Verse 4. Who opposes and exalts himself against every so-called God or object of worship, so he takes his seat in the temple of God, proclaiming himself to be God. So if you hear this, brothers and sisters, we know it's coming. There will be great rebellion, and a man of lawlessness will be revealed. Let's check out Revelation 13, 13. It will be so deceiving, brothers and sisters, that he will even perform miracles. And you know us people, we tend to go like, wow, we want the wow stuff, right? We would want to be wowed, and he will do the wowed stuff, right? It says, Revelation 13, 13 says, it performs great signs, even making fire come down from heaven to earth in front of people. I remember that preaching several weeks back, that Elijah did that. Well, Elijah called fire from heaven. It's the Lord who answers that. Okay? But this one, this performance that he will do at the end, this is not from the Lord. This is not showing his power. The Lord's power. It is showing someone else's power. Amen? The Antichrist power. So it will deceive people. Okay? So they will do astounding miracles and make fire flash from heaven while everyone else is watching. Now, verse 16, if we can go to verse 16 of Revelation 13. 13:16 says, okay, we talked about the Antichrist will be coming. There will also be the mark of the beast. We should know this by now. It's pretty common. Everybody knows about 666, right? But we should pay attention because it says here that it requires wisdom to do this. But let's just read the 16, verse 16. It says, It also causes all, both small and great, both rich and poor, both free and slave, to be marked on the right hand or forehead. Brothers and sisters, in case we're still here when those things are happening, if someone messes up with the hand or the forehead, watch out. It might be the mark of the beast. By the way, it's already happening. The RFID, I think is what they called. It's an implant. They put it on a chip on people right here. And that can make you buy stuff. It stores information. It also, in Revelation, if we're going to go read all those, that you cannot buy or sell anything unless you have those. So, why some Christians having to pack some medicines and some goods and stuff, just in case we're still on that time, that we don't have to be tempted to have this, especially imagine if you are a mother and your son is burning up with fever, and you know that if you don't do something, sooner or later something might happen to your child, you'll be tempted to be able to, I have to do this, Lord. Okay, here's the mark. Go ahead. I need to buy some paracetamol and some all these stuff, medicine for my kid, antibiotic stuff. So that's why it's best to prepare now to have it in stock so you don't have to be tempted. Brothers and sisters, the food. People are easily tempted when they go hungry. So there's some nowadays that could be bought, the dried goods that last 25 years of lifetime, right? So it's not going to be bad. It can be used in case. We're just talking about in case that people are still here. But because it looks like some of the Bible verses talks about that you would have to endure all these. That means you have to be. Some of the people will be there. Okay? See, let's say some other teachings I heard that the rapture will come, so other people will be taken out in the air. By the way, the rapture is different from the second coming. The rapture is the one when we meet Jesus in the air. So that means he's not coming to rule the earth. We're just going to be meeting up there. He's going to be taking his people with him in paradise. But there's something, there's also the second coming where Jesus will come and rule the earth with his people. So that's the second coming. Okay, let's say the rapture happens. I know there's some believers who will still be, you know who's going to be left here? Are those who are not really committed fully to the Lord, not really ready. You know the parable of the 10 virgins? There are 10 of them. 10 of them are watching and waiting. But only 5 made it. What happens to the other 5? They're foolish. They didn't have the lamp filled up. They had to go and get some oil somehow. So when the bridegroom come, only 5 were there. So only 5 were taken with him. So the other 5 are just the ones that's left. In case there are some of us in here that were like the foolish of the 10 virgins, because it says, again, brothers and sisters, they're all waiting, which means they're all believing that the bridegroom will come. We know that bridegroom, we're talking about Jesus Christ, he's going to be coming, right? So let's say you're one of those. Hopefully, I pray that we are not one of those who are the foolish ones. Because it always talks about that someday we will get into this. I'll tell you on that when we get there. So, what was the last verse we just talked about? Revelation 13:16. That we know that there's something called mark of the beast. It's going to be in the forehead. It's going to be in the arm. Okay, don't be deceived, it says. So anything got something to do with that, just watch. Amen? Okay, there's also some spiritual things that will happen at the last days. So we talked about disasters. We also talked about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. Let's talk about some spiritual things that will transpire. Joel 2:28, brothers and sisters. Joel 2:28. Okay, then after doing all those things, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions. Brothers and sisters, this is happening already all over the world. One of the things I enjoy doing is to check those stuff. Again, not that the YouTube, everything in YouTube is bad, because I know that there's a lot of those stuff that's bad. You just be very careful what you look into. But man, there's so many encouraging things that's happening all over the world, and it's on YouTube too. So you just check it. So some of the things are this stuff right here. The visions and the prophecies and all that other stuff. But one thing to make sure that you are not misled. You have to be very good at what you know, on all these. You have to know what's in the word, so you will not be deceived. So one of the things that's in there, there was a crosstalk here one time. Those are the youth meetings that we do, and we aired up some of the things that many, many, many people, even though they are in all ages, there's some that's young kid, Todd Burpo. I don't know if you've heard The Heavens for Real. That's a very encouraging movie, because a lot of that stuff is also biblical. So I enjoy watching that and reading the book about it. So Todd Burpo is only 4 years old, little boy. The Lord talked to him. There's also Asian girl, little girl. There's also an atheist celebrity that had vision and as long as this exalts the name of the Lord, That's a good indication, brothers and sisters. And it gives you some hope. It gives you some, you know, it will help you say, okay, this is. And of course, you have to always check it, what's written in the Bible. Some of them also have revelation that you're very familiar with big churches, right? In Texas, we have Joel Austin. Have you seen his church? It's like humongous, lots and lots of people. Okay? Here in California, we have some also like big churches, like The Harvest, like Saddleback. There's a lot more mega churches. But you know, one revelation, one of the Lord revealed to one of the visionaries, and it says, she was so sad that only 20% of people made it to the rapture. Of the people that goes to evangelical church, 20%. Why? She said how people who comes to church, and one illustration was like two couple right there. There's another couple right there. Not couple, but another girl right beside another person who was holding hands at the back. So it's just an indication that there's sin going on inside the church, brothers and sisters. Inside the church. And of course, we all know that not every Christian are really committed. So lazy in praying, so lazy in having to read the Bible, so lazy in having to share the gospel. And easily get into temptation. For them, it's just nothing. I was sad, brothers and sisters, when I heard one of my, you all know that I was with a company called USANA back then. And when I went to the Philippines, I attend trainings in there. And I was so blessed because when they gather, they talk about the Word of God, and this is business, okay? They talk about, they have retreats, and some others who are non-Christians are so like, wow, not only that it blesses me inside and out, and da-da-da-da-da. But just a week ago, I heard it from my brothers and sisters, how it was penetrated by a leader who brings about, when they do meetings and stuff, that they bring people that are gay, who, I don't know if you've ever been into those kinds of performances where the gay are involved. They're just so nasty. It was just, for them, it's just a joke, and it's just fun. It's just da-da-da-da-da. It does not exalt the Lord. And now that business is booming down just because of the stuff that got into that. It used to be so, so blessed. Now it's, and it hurts me when it's my brothers and sisters who used to be in here doing some other, you know, ministry in the Lord, and all of a sudden they're participating in that kind of stuff. It's just sad. And we all know that. We know that all those Christians are not really fully dedicated to the Lord. I hope none of us in here, brothers and sisters, it helps me to see, I know we're little. The church is too tiny. Only few people attend. But if we speak the Word of God in here, and the people listen and do what the Bible said, and we are really dedicated to the Lord, we may be one of the 20%, if the 20% is the actual number that the Lord will bring. We know that the few are chosen, amen? It says that the many are called. Check out those big churches. So many attend to that church. Many are called, but few are chosen. Would you be one of the chosen? It's always been a question with my children, if they will be the chosen, if they are the chosen. Because they just really want to make it there. Amen? But yes, they are chosen, or any of us will be chosen if, check this out, if you are one of those who actually go with the Lord, spend time, do what you want to do, and you really are dedicated to the Lord, do the Lord kick you out? Unless you do bad stuff, unless you're one of those who the Lord would say, get out of here, you evildoer. You'd be scared if you're an evildoer. But if you're not, brothers and sisters, keep it up to be always being dedicated to the Lord at all times, because we are on the last days. Don't want to be part of the, I'm a great, okay, that will be discussed later, but someday the Lord will reward those who are doing what he wants to do, and he will punish the one that's not. Okay, so we need to be awake on this. Okay, where are we now? What's the last verse we just did? Joel. next thing is 2 Timothy 3:1-5. Okay? 2 Timothy 3:1-5. Okay. Are you still with me? Okay. It says, you should know this. When the Bible said you should know this, you should know this. What is it that we need to know? Listen. It says, you should know this, Timothy, that in the last days there will be very difficult times. We talked about that earlier, so many disasters. Not only that, check verse 2. For people will love only themselves and their money. They will be boastful and proud, scoffing at God, disobedient to their parents, and ungrateful. They will consider nothing sacred. They will be unloving and unforgiving. They will slander others and have no self-control. They will be cruel and hate what is good. They will betray their friends, be reckless, be puffed up with pride, and love pleasure rather than God. Okay, verse 5. They will act religious, but they will reject the power that could make them godly. Stay away from people like that. Okay, you heard that? It says you should know this. That's what the verse said. Okay, so next, Matthew 24. Something that is very thing that would happen before the end comes. Matthew 24, verse 14 said, and the good news about the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole world so that all nations will hear it, and then the end will come. Okay? With the world of the internet. It's a web. It's a worldwide web. Okay? It reaches out a lot, brothers and sisters. So who knows? It will only take... When you click that little button on the internet, how fast does it go? Sometimes it's only seconds. Right? It can happen anytime soon, is what I'm saying. That the word will be preached to all the nations. Next, Matthew 24, 2 Peter 3:3-4. All right. Most importantly, I want to remind you that in the last days, scoffers will come mocking the truth and following their own desires. You know what will they say? Verse 4. It says, what happened to the promise that Jesus is coming again? From before the times of our ancestors, everything has remained the same since the world was first created. Brothers and sisters, I'm sure you hear this a lot. But I hope you're not the one saying this. Amen? That does not deny the fact that he will come. Now, we may not know the time, but yet he will come, he said. The mockers are the one who would actually, ha, 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 ha. You know, we do not be the one to be part of that. Next, 2 Peter. Because we know that even Jesus said that he will be coming soon. The apostles said that he will be coming soon. Till the revelation, he will be coming. So don't ever have to be on that part who will mock. Because he's not here yet. Okay, Matthew 24:9. Actually, we can start at verse 8. Verse 8 says, But all this is only the first of the birth pains with more to come. See what will happen to the believers. If it ever happened to you when this comes, you should know that's already written and you should be prepared for this. It says, you will be arrested, persecuted, and killed, and you will be hated all over the world because you are my followers. Luke 21:34. Okay. So we just discussed, let me just get back a bit. So we discussed about disasters, we talked about Antichrist, and we talked about the mark of the beast and stuff. And also we talked about some spiritual things that's happening. And you would say, but what should we do then? We already know we should be watchful. We talked about the 10 virgins. We should be watchful. We should be prepared about this stuff because it's about to come. And so another things we have to do is, verse 34 says, watch out. Then don't let your hearts be dulled by carousing and drunkenness and by the worries of this life. Don't let that day catch you unaware like a trap. For that day will come upon everyone living on the earth. 36, keep alert at all times and pray that you might be strong enough to escape these coming horrors and stand before the Son of Man. Again, brothers and sisters, this is what I'm saying, that some of us may be at that time. Who knows? This is not the one that was raptured, the people that he's talking to. Maybe these are the ones that's just been remained. It says, verse 36, keep alert at all times and pray that you might be strong enough to escape these coming horrors, which means you are there, right? Okay, pray that you might be strong enough to escape these coming horrors and stand before the Son of Man. So we need to endure the persecution, brothers and sisters. Okay, there's also verses that talks about the Lord shortened the days so that those who are his will endure it. Again, I am talking to you about, there might be people that the Lord, that belonging to the Lord, that is in that time of tribulation, because he has to shorten the days for who? For the elect. For the people of his. So in case, brothers and sisters, we have to go through this, we have to know. We just have to endure it. Because he said, how long? 3.5 years. I mean, we endured. How old are we? Most people here are grown-ups. We've endured this long, 40 years for me. I am 40. So I already have the endurance for that many long. It only says 3.5 years, brothers and sisters. I know it's going to be tough because it's just really, 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 really hard times. But it only says it's just going to last for a few times. It's not going to be like that forever. So if in case I am talking to the ones who will be there, or me, I am talking to myself, or anyone around us, because really I don't know if the rapture will come first or we will have to be enduring to the end. But I know that it says that the reason why he's going to shorten that time is for the elect. And we know we are the ones that the Lord called and chose. Amen? Amen? Amen. So, I tell you, I tend to prepare. When I started having to stand up here, I said, when I sat in class, I want to make sure I know when the test comes, I will pass it. Amen? So in case I'll be in that time, I know it's coming, I would have to be prepared for that. Okay? So, there's a lot of teaching about tribulation, pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib. I just know what the Bible said also. For those that stays at the tribulation time, he will do this so that we will all, you know, he will not let us. By the way, brothers and sisters, we all know that we are already overcomers, correct? Because our Lord is an overcomer. We are on the winning side, brothers and sisters. There's only two parties, not like politics. I mean, I guess Republican and Democrats and stuff. In the scriptures, there's only two sides. For the Lord or not. Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I hope that's the same thing you will say in your own family. Most of you here have your own family already. I hope you mothers and fathers will say to your children, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will not be the ones who compromise over the thing, because we should not be blending in, brothers and sisters. We should not be like, who come along with all these kinds of parties of the people who are unrighteous, and look at what they're doing. It's really disgusting. If that kind of allure you a little bit, check out. You may need to be praying more. Because if you're part of that? What else separates you to become a child of God? Amen? Are we still paying attention? All right, we're getting close, brothers and sisters. Just a little encouragement in there. Okay. And the last few verses. 2 Corinthians 5:10. Uh-huh. 2 Corinthians 5:10. I can still hear some flipping pages. And I'm still finding mine. 2 Corinthians 5:10. Right here. For we must all stand before Christ to be judged. We will each receive whatever we deserve for the good or evil we have done in this earthly body. Brothers and sisters, there's reward time. Like in school, there's graduation. Who attends the graduation? Those who will graduate, who finish the test, who did all the good job. Why are the others not there? They didn't do a good job. They didn't finish it. They didn't do the test. They're skipping classes and stuff. So we here, the way to check if we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, we have to always make sure, are we the ones who will be present in this and the Lord will give us the reward? He said he will reward. He is not to be fooled. Everything is accounted for. Whether it's you just by you in your head, or whether you're actually doing things, the Lord checks. He can actually see. He's a great, you know, he's a judge. He's very fair of his judgment. So if your thoughts is godly, he will reward that. If that thought, you have to check it all the time. Amen? So I'm already jumping into the point that it's finale. We already finished all the stuff, although we didn't get to talk about everything. But this is the finale. There will be judgment. And Revelations 21 and 22, that's quite a very good thing to go to. 21 and 22, it's only two chapters. It's best to be able to read this. We know that the heaven will come and the earth, and then also verse 22, I suggest that when we get home, to just look over those two chapters. I know you will probably sleep with me when I read the whole entire two chapters in here. So I suggest you guys just read it at home. Amen? Because we know that everything will be new. The Alpha and Omega will be coming soon. And it shows who's going to be with him and who's not. But the Lord, the nicest part of the things is when the Lord come to us and say, you are one of those who are whose name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Okay? So that's in chapter 22 when it talks about the Lamb's Book of Life. And of course, we know that he will be coming, and we're supposed to be the one waiting for his coming. If you're excited about his coming, it's a good indication that you may be part of it. Amen? If you're wanting to know what it is about, there's also a big teaching that I did with the youth. What is it going to be? You know, the walking on gold, the singing, all this colorful stuff, and everything. It's just nice to be able to go look at that, because that's what's coming, brothers and sisters. If you are one of those who remain faithful to the end, you will not regret it. We will enjoy what's you know. We always want to give stuff to our kids, and we want them to be happy, right? Man, he's a God who can do the best he can to just make you happy. Not just happy, joy, and everything comes along with it. It's gonna be soon, brothers and sisters. Just keep up the faith all the time, no matter where we go. Amen? That's about it, Pastor. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Sister Mai, and that is really a reminder.